What would you call a man who's real vain and tries to dress?
Well, I don't know. What would you call him?
Did you ever hear Jelly Beans?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've heard Jelly Beans a lot. Oh, yeah.
That's
He's just regular Jelly Bean. Yeah, that's pretty old-fashioned.
Something a woman would wear around her neck. A lot of things strung up together.
Beads?
You call that a what of beads?
String of beads.
And something she'd wear around her wrist.
A bracelet.
And what you could carry money in.
Pocketbook, a purse.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains.
Parasol. Umbrella.
Is that the thing?
Yes, I guess it is.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover, is called a
bedspread.
And something women used to make put on the bed for warmth.
Quilt.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
How far across did it go?
It go clear across the bed, all the way across the bed.
Do people still have those?
I don't know, honey. I haven't seen any in a long time.
Said you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on. You
can a pallet on the floor. But you'd have to put your good quilts down.
Say, you raised a lot of cotton. You said this year we got a good
crop.
And talking about land, you say, we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
What's another word for rich?
Well, I can't think right now.
What different kinds of land are there?
I don't know much about that now. I told you that.
What would you call a
sandy land or?
Is that your dog?
No, I don't own a dog. He's a stray dog. I don't own a dog.
What's a real good land called?
Fertile land.
Did you ever hear loam or loom?
Yeah, loom. Sure have.
What's loom?
Just a sandy loom.
Too. Is it good or bad?
Well, I think it was good. But now, I could be wrong about that. I'm not no farmer. Never was.
What about gumbo? Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yes, I've heard of that. No, that's not very good land word.
They call that?
Gumbo?
Land that's, if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you wanted to
drain it.
And what would you dig to drain the water off?
A ditch.
Huh?
A ditch.
Okay. And what if the ditch is built real big so that maybe a small boat could go through it?
Canal.
Okay. And the flat land next to a river or a stream that's real rich.
Next to a river or stream. Bottom land? No.
Okay. Say if you had a heavy rain and maybe down a slope or something, the water had washed away a lot of the soil. You'd call that a... What it would leave would be a, if it cut out a channel, you know, you'd call that a
brook or a drain or what?
Or something along the side of the road to carry the water off. What they dig out?
A ditch?
And something like a ditch, only it's made from rainfall and it's been cut real deep and narrow. A whole lot of land's washed away.
A crevice?
Do you ever hear gully or
gully, oh yeah, oh yes, gully. Now it comes back, a gully, yes, that would be a gully, wouldn't it?
What size would a gully be? Any particular size?
No, I imagine it could just be any size that washed away if it was a little gully or a big gully.
And a small rise in land would be called a
hill.
Any other name for hill?
A mountain.